Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts.
Shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow. And tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las Podcast. This is episode number 227, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Westerly, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined, as always, by my co-host, Mike, down in FLA. Mike, how are you doing today?
Good, Mr. Klinsman. How are you?
I'm well. Did you have a good 4th of July holiday?
I worked.
Did you? Yeah. Was it busy at the course?
It was in the morning. They had like the morning groups, but you figured that the afternoon would be dead.
Yeah.
Turn my notifications up here.
Okay. Sure. Now, today's a big day for you. Am I correct in saying that?
Tomorrow.
Wasn't the 5th?
Oh, sorry, though.
Okay.
I didn't know if we were talking about my anniversary or my Grand Floridian trip.
Well, kind of folding in, but your actual anniversary is today, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Thank you for reminding me. I knew we were going to Grand Floridian in Victoria and Albert for something.
For
I
some reason,
remember
yeah.
What?
10 years. Now, the scary part is I was looking, your lovely wife posted a picture of you guys from your wedding. And
what you're saying is that I'm like wine, I get better with age.
Well, no, that you in that picture, you're the same age I am now.
Oh, wow.
Because we're 10 years apart, the two of us. So it's like, now I get to see where I'll be in 10 years, looking at you.
It only goes downhill from here, Jurgen.
Oh, I know, I'm not looking forward to it, because in a couple weeks I turn the big 3-5, so I'm not too... That's like, I don't know, for some reason that's a big one. Like, 30 didn't bother me, but 35 is like approaching, and I'm starting to get like the midlife crisis going. I told Sarah the other day that I was going to go look at a sports car and a 22-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah, how'd that go over?
She told me I couldn't afford either, and I said that's
a
good point.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know about the sports, because the 22-year-old girlfriend's intriguing, but the sports car, eh.
Yeah, that doesn't really do much for me.
No, not no. really.
And just because she's 22 doesn't mean anything either.
That's true.
But I digress. That was kind of a little inside joke. But yeah, so you got a big weekend coming up. We'll talk about that a little bit. But what else is new? Because this is usually our non-Disney portion of the program. So what else do you have to talk about?
No, nothing really. It's just nothing going on right
now. No, you're in the doldrums. This part of the summer for you guys is like mid-February for us, where everyone just stays inside, isn't it? You don't see people as much this time of year because it's so hot. Is that true? Or
no, not really. No,
it's not the indoor season.
No, not really.
No.
I mean,
not
there's some
not for
misses,
you.
But I mean, you were down here a couple weeks ago. It wasn't terrible, was it?
No, it actually seemed hotter at your joint than in Disney, but I don't know if that's just because I became more used to it as the week rolled on.
Really?
Like, I feel like the hottest I felt the whole time I was in Florida was walking back from the aquarium we went to, walking across the street and back to the car.
That was a pretty steamy day, wasn't it?
That was very warm that day. I felt like that was the hottest that I felt all week.
I think I even mentioned to Kristen, I said, it's pretty hot today.
Yeah, you know it's hot if you're saying that.
I think it was 93, 94 that day.
Mm.
Again, it was the hottest time of the day, though.
That's true. It was like
2
o'clock.
You know, when the kids are out blowing bubbles a few hours later, it's not that bad.
Oh, yeah, the nights are gorgeous. Don't get me wrong.
They're fantastic, aren't they?
But it's been quite warm up here as well.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it?
We're probably getting similar weather to you right now. Mid-90s, low 90s.
Gentlemen.
Very humid. People complaining already. I was like, 3 weeks ago it was in the 60s, and now people are already complaining how hot it is. I was like, just enjoy it.
Happy.
I was like, it's
happy.
July. We're supposed to be warm, aren't we? This is what
used to be the best time. Although I would start getting, I wouldn't say depressed, but a little 4th of July, because then I just knew it was going downhill. You could notice the days were getting a little shorter up there.
Oh, I know.
There's a picture of me. I think it was the year that we were leaving, and she was in the interviewing process, and we spent 4th of July evening with my neighbor next door, and there's the we took a picture. It was like, you know, 2 a.m, several libations into the evening, and I had my Bryant College sweatshirt on.
And this was in Minnesota or Rhode Island?
Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
4th of July evening, Bill.
And it was like, got down into the 50s or something?
Yes.
Yeah, not good.
And I said...
But in Minnesota, it could have been like still 85 at that time, too. You never know.
Awful.
But
awful, gentlemen.
Gentlemen. So I heard Kevin's
going to be stopping by here shortly.
Is he? Is he going to come on the podcast?
I could have him say hello.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello there, Jamie. He was at Ohana the other night celebrating his birthday.
Yeah, how did he enjoy it?
We really didn't get into it because
maybe if he comes in time, you can talk about it on the podcast for a minute.
A little Ohana.
A little Ohana review.
Hello there, Eric.
Now, I heard you told me you were going to get out early today. It was going to be slow, and then all of a sudden you got inundated. So tell me about that.
Oh, we got slammed. We had about 102. Usually this time of year on a Thursday, we have about 27 all day, and I showed up. Carte Blanche was almost empty, and I asked Por Favor, I said, Joe, what the hell went? He goes, it was swamped today. I said, why? And he said, I think it's because of 4th of July week.
Just everyone took the today and tomorrow off.
Yeah, we had 102 people
sheet today. Was it more temperate than usual, like, or was it still hot as heck?
I mean, it was... You know, 91. It was pretty cloudy, though, so, like, the sun wasn't steaming on you.
Oh, so it didn't feel as hot as it
But I didn't get a break. I looked on the GPS, and every time a group came in, I'd clean them up and take their money, and then another group was coming in. So I could only park the carts, like, toward the sides. I could never bring any back.
Mm.
And I never got that break. And then I had about 40 carts, and I was starting to melt down, and I texted Eric. I said, I'm starting to lose it. He's like, why? And I took a picture of the... Of the area, he's like, "All right, I'll be there in 10 minutes." I'm like, "Thank you."
What a good man.
He's a solid guy. I got to tell you though, we had our boomer in the afternoon, right?
Yeah.
So I sold some ball, and so then they have this deal with like these kids, and they have a junior, they have like some type of membership. So I see the girl, she's there all the time. I see her walking. I go, "What's going on?" I'm gonna go play nine. I'm like, and she's got cash in her hand. I can help you out. And she goes, oh, okay, you want me to pay? I go, what are they? She's like, I think it's like $7 or something for this time of day. I said, okay, that's fine.
Cash? Okay, $7 is good. So you're taking money from like a 16-year-old girl?
Yeah, she's in high school, yeah.
Do you feel good about that?
Kind of.
Kind of do, yeah.
Yeah. So, we have our thunderstorm, so people are coming off the course, so I got to intercept this rain, you know, this rain check.
Oh, they want the rain checks, yeah.
So I said, well, let me see what happens. It's a regular guy. He's a starter. He works a couple days in the pro shop, and she's like, yeah, can I get a rain check? And I'm just standing there just listening, pretending that I'm looking at the thunderstorm.
The radar, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the radar, seeing if he says anything, because like, oh, yeah, you were in the bathroom when she came in, and listen, oh yeah, I can give you a 9-hole check. I'm like, that is beautiful.
No, so you got people. It's like a whole ski. You guys got it all figured out there. It would have been easier for you to just give her $7 back.
Yeah, but that's I'm losing profits now.
Cha would not have been happy if you gave the $7.
Oh, listen to this. Listen to this. Speaking of, yesterday's 4th of July, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get a text from the pro Billy. I don't know if you can or if you want to, but can you work today? Cha called in sick. Cha's never been sick. Ooh. He brags about it because he drinks vitamin C and eats sushi every day.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, hasn't been sick since, he said, like 1958. Okay? So I said, I can't. I'm working at my other job. 1 to close. Sorry. He's like, okay. So I come in. I go, Billy. I go, Cha was sick yesterday, huh? Apparently he had, quote, food poisoning. I said, was it food poisoning or that it was 4th of July and in the morning guy was going to make all the money because everybody was going out in the morning and everybody was going to come in and he had to clean up all that crap and not make any money for the day. He's like, what do you think? That's terrible, isn't it?
So Cha's like starting to call in sick based on when he can make the most money.
Well, he's always kind of been like that. You know, his vacations are around when they punch. But not showing up on a shift you got to take the good with the bad.
Oh, yeah. You got to hustle.
You got to get creative like I do.
I thought that was his motto.
I don't know. I don't know.
You think he's?
I
just
think he
kind of
leans on. I think he kind of leans on me. I tend to be more of the entrepreneur.
Oh, so he's riding your coattails.
I think he does.
Like, he inspired you. He got you motivated, but now he's riding your coattails.
I would have to say I think he does, to be quite honest.
So he's like, I mean, not to use someone that we both dislike, but he's like the Bill Belichick, and you were Tom, like, early on, you were the Tom Brady from, like, 04, 05, just throwing little underneath passes, and then all of a sudden, you turned it around, and now you're the superstar throwing bombs, and then he's just riding your coattails to the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
Yeah, I see how it is. That makes perfect sense. Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week, Jürgen?
Sure.
It's just the traditional Narragansett lager in a bottle. Usually I get it in cans, but this one's in a bottle. Sold on merit, made on honor. I don't even know what the alcohol percent is in these things. But I am actually excited because I think in the next few weeks... I might go to their new location in Rhode Island since they reopened in Rhode Island and check out, do like a brewery tour of Narragansett because I like it.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Why? Narragansett's not bad. You like Narragansett.
I wouldn't say that. I could probably tolerate it. Like if I was at your house and the liquor stores were closed and all you had was a box of 12, I could down them, but...
Yeah, but they're not even like flavorful beer. They're the ones I drink when I need to drink. It's my Bud Light.
Oh, okay. But yeah, what do you mean it's your Bud Light? What's my Bud Light?
Bud Light is your Bud Light.
I like Bud Light.
I know, but what I'm saying is that's the one you drink because, well, I guess you drink it no matter what. But like if you liked more of the fancy beers, but you wanted to drink like 8 or 12, you would go to Bud Light.
I see.
When I want to drink 8 or 12, I go to Narragansett.
So you're going to have 12 tonight during the podcast?
I don't think I'll have that many tonight.
Okay.
I don't think I've had that many this year. Well, if I take out the Florida trip, because we had quite a few one of those evenings when we did
one
the live broadcast.
One of those evenings we put down quite a few.
You know, it was pretty bad when we went live at like 11:23 p.m.
And there were like 18 dead soldiers.
Yeah, that's right. We're live, Jürgen. You have anything else you want to add here before we take a break?
No.
All right, let's go.
With a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio.
All right, we are back from break, episode 227 of the Por Favor podcast. And this week, we're going to keep milking my Florida trip, and we're going to talk a little Port Orleans review.
Are you milking your Florida trip, or is it just because we have nothing else to talk about?
Well, I like talking about it anyway, and I think the people want to hear what I thought of Port Orleans, because you did a Port Orleans review at one point.
Yeah, we had Mr. Campbell on with a walk around.
That's right. You did the walkthrough, but you also had, when you stayed there, I think you did a review, an overall review of the resort.
Yes.
But I have to say, but for me, this is the first time I ever stepped foot on either French Quarter or Riverside property. And I really did enjoy it quite a bit. I have to say, my initial impressions were very good. I like having the Sasagula River being like the main attraction, so to speak, where everything's connected and along the Sasagula River. That's very nice. I like how picturesque it is around the river. I like the buildings themselves are very nice. The mansions and the Alligator Bayou buildings are both very well themed, and they look good from the outside as you're walking around in two distinct areas of that side of Riverside. You get the Alligator Bayou, which you prefer, correct?
Yes, by far,
And I haven't stayed in those rooms, so I can't really say. We stayed in the Mansions, which has the princess rooms, which the girls absolutely loved. They went bananas over that room. They loved the fireworks and the headboards. They love all the princesses on the walls, all the little, everything about it. They really did enjoy being in the princess. It was worth the extra per night for us because they just loved it so much, that room. And it was nice. I mean, I have to say, as far as the room itself, it felt big. I don't know the square footage. I've always heard that Port Orleans had the biggest rooms as a moderate. Is that accurate?
It could be.
I'd have to look into that. I'm afraid of pulling up the internet right now because my Audacity is running slow, so I don't want to jinx anything here. Maybe I'll check on my phone. But
do we need to get the IT guys in there? We've been having some issues.
Yeah, Eugene's been slacking. I haven't seen him in months. Have you seen him? Has he been down there?
No, I haven't seen him either.
Oh, so he's just gone totally off the grid? That could explain a lot.
Still cashing that damn paycheck, though.
Yeah, that could explain quite a bit.
He's a typical IT guy, though. You never know where they are.
That's right.
And then when you call them, they're like 4 weeks out to fix your computer.
Yeah, you're on hold. You are caller 12 in the queue. Square footage, Port Orleans. Oh, boy. Let's see what it says here. Each of Riverside's 2,048 rooms is 314 square feet. All rooms have two queen-size beds, a table, two chairs, a mini fridge, a coffee maker, and two pedestal sinks, which is accurate. Now, let's see some of the other moderates here. Just you go ahead and talk to the people as I look this up.
Jamming.
I had a feeling you might say that.
Jamming.
Coronado Springs.
Jamming.
Coronado Springs, they're also 314, so those are exactly the same.
Jamming.
Caribbean Beach Resort square footage is 300.
Okay.
So it is a little, and I'm sure the values are a little less than that. I think the values are
in the
280.
Yeah, 265 to 280, I would say.
So it does feel bigger. Like it felt more.
Oh, it totally does. That extra little bit actually feels like a lot, doesn't it?
Because the bathrooms are the same size. So they don't like give you bigger bathrooms. It's just a little extra walking around space, and it definitely makes a difference. Because we had the little porta crib, the pack and play in there.
Uh-huh.
For your Gina Jr., and that was just kind of tucked in the corner, and we still had tons of room. I mean, not tons, but enough room to spread out. And it does make a big difference, and that was really nice. The rest of the resort, I loved the main lobby area.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what'd you think about that coming up? Check-in and
well, we did
the main area.
We did the online check-in, and we got the text saying our room was ready, so we just went right to the room. We never actually checked in the lobby, but we did go to the lobby, and I actually requested a late checkout, which I was granted, and I went into the lobby to do that. But everything is kind of connected through the lobby. That's the center, and then you have the River Roost. That's where Yeehaw Bob plays, a little bar there. Then you have the Boat Rides
Derek's
restaurant.
Pulling up. Derek's pulling up. Can you hear Rhodey barking at him?
No, I don't hear him barking. Oh, now I do. So, oh yeah, there we go. This is Derek. Do we need to take another quick break here?
No, we're good. You can keep going.
All right. I'm losing my train of thought. So yeah, everything's connected. Boat Rights, and then the food court, the Riverside Mill, and even the store. I don't remember what the store's name is, but it's all in that one building. But it's very well themed. I enjoyed being in there. And the whole area, like the boardwalk area, if you want to call it that, where they have the boat launch for Disney Springs and the bike rentals and the horse rides and everything. It just seemed very active down there at the main lobby section. There was always a lot of people around. You take the little bridge over to the pool and the water slide and the bar there. But I enjoyed all that part. I liked walking along the river, like I said. We did rent one of the Surrey bikes. Have you
what
ever
those
done that?
Run, what do those run?
I think it was we got the two-seater because the girls could fit in the front. They have like a little basket seat with the buckles on it. So we did the two-seater, and I think it was $21 for a half hour.
Okay.
So it wasn't too bad. We did three laps in the half hour around Port Orleans because there's a set path you have to take, and we were able to go around three times, and we had a couple minutes to spare. And
it was did it have like the nerdy bell on it, bring bring on the handbar?
It's actually like a an actual bell that you pull the rope.
So you don't have the bring bring.
No,
do the golf waves, a little sideways.
I was doing some golf waves, but
wait, that's beautiful. I love those, especially on a bike.
But the weird thing about the bikes, though, there's only one person that can steer it, but there's a steering wheel in front of. So I was in the passenger seat and I'm pedaling, and my pedaling matters. But I have a steering wheel that does nothing.
Oh, okay.
It's very strange because you're like trying to turn it and it does nothing. Just out of instincts, you start turning the steering wheel, but it doesn't do anything. So only Sarah could steer it, which was fine. I let her control because I ended up recording one lap around video-wise. So I did that. I never posted that, though. Maybe I'll put that up at some point. And I did enjoy that. It was very warm because we did it probably at 2 or 3 o'clock. And it was hot, but it wasn't too bad because it was covered and everything. But we did the third lap, and we came in right around, like, 25 minutes, 28 minutes, whatever. And the guy's like, you can go around one more time if you want. And like Sarah and I at the same time, we're like, no, we're all set. So we just, pulled up. Three was enough. There was a family in front of us. I think they quit after one lap. They're like, that was enough.
What's the pedaling like?
It's a little like when it's flat or downhill, it's very easy, but uphill, it actually takes quite a bit of
You're getting two people leverage. To help, or is it just that one person?
No, both people pedal.
Okay.
But it's because there's no gears on it. So you're really like, you're going uphill, you don't get any leverage because you're like sitting on this bench seat. So it's really kind of goes very slow up the hills, and you got to really keep pushing it. So it is a little weird, but I would recommend doing it. Boardwalk has them. And that would probably be a great place to do the Surrey bikes on the boardwalk, and then Port Orleans. I don't know. I think Caribbean Beach has them, or they might not now with all the construction, but they used to have them when I stayed there. I don't remember Coronado having them. Do you?
No.
I don't think they did. I don't think any of the deluxes.
No, I think they may. I think Coronado may, actually. Hmm.
But they don't have them at, like, the Poly or the Grand or Contemporary, as far as I know.
No. It's really nowhere to go. Like, those big deluxes are gorgeous, but they don't have
Big
the
paths.
Walking area like you do at the Moderates.
Right. But I did enjoy that. That was nice. I also liked the boat ride to Disney Springs. I think you commented when I was telling you about it, that's a must-do. That's a great boat ride. Maybe the best boat ride.
Did I not? Is that thing amazing?
It's so great because you go by the golf course, you go by French Quarter, you go by Old Key West, and I think Saratoga, right? You go by all four resorts?
Yes, Saratoga will be on your left as you're approaching downtown.
That's right, because that's basically connected. And then you just go right up to Disney Springs. You see it coming up on the distance, and it's great. It's a gorgeous ride.
Play like a little music in the background.
Yeah, they're playing some music, although
you were singing on, I watched one of the live videos, Bill, you were singing.
Right, it changed though, because when we were in like Port Orleans, it was playing like more themed music, like to New Orleans.
Okay, yeah.
And then it started changing, and then when we got close to Disney Springs, it started playing like pop music.
Yeah, you know, because when we were pulling in the dock, there was a there's a putty in the USA, and
that's
then
right.
I started rocking out because that's a good song.
Yeah, that is a good song.
and Jürgen says
at least now I know what my break music could be.
Mr. Klinsman says that's a great song. That's a good break song.
And Derek Cassette says, yeah.
It gets the pins up playing my song.
So I did enjoy that. The modes of transportation there are very plentiful.
Yes, they are.
Because you got the boat, you got the horse and carriage, which I did not do because that's like $55. And I said, it's not really worth it for me. Maybe if the girls were a little older. You know, if we go back in 5-7 years when they're 10 and 9 or whatever, that might be a good good time to do the horse carriage ride, but I didn't want to drop the $55 for it. The $20 for the bike was good. We did that. That was very nice. We used the bus system once. So we, on the time we took the boat to Disney Springs, we took the bus back because there were thunderstorms in the area, so the boats weren't running.
Yep.
So that was the only time we took the bus system, and it was fine. It just took a long time. I think we talked about that a couple weeks ago when I talked about renting cars. And the bus stop's nice. It's out in the front of the resort, so it's a little bit
of a walk.
Yeah, you get depending. It depends on where you're
staying. Especially from where you are, because it's you got to go through the lobby, and it's off to the right toward kind of not toward Alligator Bayou, but.
Yeah, so you go through the lobby, and then I had to cross the bridge back over to the mansion side and everything. So
yeah, it's a walk.
But where I stayed, we stayed in Oak Manor.
So whereabouts is that, Bill? Is that closer toward French Quarter? Not that it's close to French Quarter, but is that on that side or toward the Alligator? It's out that way.
It was the middle building of the mansions. So the first.
So you would take that? Would you take that far bridge to get back to the main area, or did you cut through the pool and go through that
bridge? No, I didn't
cut
through the pool. I took the far bridge. That was the quickest way, and it was very quick.
And then you just take a right and just take that walking path to
It probably took, I think, like 7 or 8 minutes from my room to get to the lobby.
Okay.
So not too bad.
You know, everybody, it's so spread out. It's so, they put it in a big circle with bridges. So, right. I mean, even if you're the furthest away, you're not that far away.
Of the moderates, this was definitely the smallest. Like Caribbean Beach and Coronado, depending on where you get put, you can be pretty far. Like it seems like a long walk.
Yes.
From the lobby. But Riverside, I felt like even if you were at the furthest, it's not that bad. I thought it was a relatively small resort. If you add like the French Quarter into it and think of it as one, then it's pretty big, but as Riverside on its own, it's relatively small, and French Quarter seems tiny. Like, everything seems pretty scrunched up together for French Quarter.
Yeah.
I could talk about that for a minute, because we did do the walk from Riverside to French Quarter, because we were going to use the pool over at French Quarter, and that took probably 10 or 12 minutes, maybe 15, because we had to stop a couple times with the girls. But if it was just me walking at a brisk pace, I bet I could do it in 10 minutes or less.
Yeah, it's about 10 minutes from the mansions
And that's a very lovely walk.
Not a great walk.
Right along the river, you can cut
on the Sasagula.
You could go all the way on the river and then cut right up to the pool, or you can cut up early and go through the streets in the middle of French Quarter.
How cool are the streets there?
That's awesome.
Isn't that neat?
It's funny though, cuz we were walking and we had the stroller. And we were, like, walking on the sidewalk of this fake streets. And I'm like, I told Sarah, I said, you know, we could just walk in the middle of the street. This is just design. There's no cars going to come through.
I know, but it's so damn authentic, isn't
it?
Yeah,
and you think about, like, I was like, oh, I better stay on the sidewalk. And I was like, hey, wait a second. We could walk in the middle of the street. Like, the worst thing that's going to happen is a golf cart's going to come by.
You didn't make it at night, though, did you?
No, we were kind of stuck in the room at night.
Because that, man, at night, it's totally different with the
French Quarter.
Gas lamp. I mean, it's so neat.
I would love to go there again. I did enjoy the whole vibe of the resort. It felt very relaxing, but it still felt Disney. You know, like, I feel like Coronado is very relaxing, but it feels less Disney, which I don't mind. That's a good thing. But with the kids, like, I felt like I could be totally immersed in Disney and also relaxed at the same time.
Because I think if I had to pick two Coronados, I think out of all the moderates, Coronado's still my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I think Orleans is just a little over the top. I like the theming. I think it's cool, and I think it would be great with kids. But I think for Susan and we like Coronado better.
Right. I understand that. And because of where I am now with the girls, I think Port Orleans is a great choice because there is so much to do, and having the princess rooms there makes a big difference for us. And then the two pools there are fantastic, especially with the little kids, because the French Quarter one, they have the splash pad and everything, which is a really great addition.
And they have fantastic quiet pools there.
Yes, we went in one of the quiet pools right in the mansions, and we had a good time in
that. Yeah, so they
have
obviously one at each area of the mansions in Alligator Bayou.
Right. No, so we went in the mansions one, which was about 2 minutes from our room. Like, literally, we walked down the hall, walked down one set of stairs, and we were there.
And it's like a big old lap pool. I mean, it's huge.
It's very big.
There's nobody there, and there's tons of room, tons of chairs and chase lounges.
Although we had no issue, because we went to the Old Man Island pool twice, and we had no issue finding a chair either time in pretty much any spot. And we went to French Quarter once, and same deal. We didn't have a lot of problem finding a chair.
See, you must have picked the right week, because every time I've been there, it's been a disaster trying to get in the pool and get a chase lounge. So we finally gave up.
It wasn't super crowded, and we went at prime times. Like, we were there when they were doing those stupid pool parties, you know?
Yep.
Like, 3 o'clock, whatever, the prime pool time, we were there.
It's not where like they're doing Miley Cyrus. You put your hands up to play an art song.
The only problem we had, and it was just the time of year, is that with thunderstorms rolling through a bit, pretty much every time we were in the pool, we got evacuated. But that's okay. We still had fun. It wasn't like immediately. We were in it for at least a half hour when they would come through. So it was kind of a good thing because it's hard to get your Gina out of the pool anyway. So when the lifeguard tells us we have to get out, I guess it's like, all right, well, we have to get out now.
Now, let me ask you a question. I'm not sure if you frequented it, but how cool is that bar, that pool bar?
Oh, at Riverside?
Isn't that amazing?
It's great. I went once. We were taking a walk around the resort and we were all very warm, so I told Sarah, I said, let's go get a drink. We'll just get some ice waters, and I ended up getting the slushy cocktail, the one that's like the three different things all blended together.
It's at about $19.
I think it was, it is because it comes with a glass, but I told him I didn't want the souvenir glass, so it was like $8.50 or $9. It wasn't that
pretty
bad.
Pretty refreshing?
Yeah, it was very good, actually. It wasn't overly sweet. It wasn't overly boozy. It was good.
I think that's a fan. And I didn't even stop there, actually.
No.
But, I've walked through it a few times. It's a fantastic bar,
isn't
it? A
lot of seats. Yeah,
tons of seats.
That's the kind of place where I could hang out a lot.
And, like, watch, like, a college football game.
Yeah. Like, if we stay there again and the girls are older and they're, like, they can kind of be in the pool on their own without having to be in there with them and just keep an eye on them. Like, that's a place I could sit back, have a couple cocktails.
Uncle Eddie.
Yeah.
Cousin Eddie.
Yeah. But Sarah and Jurgina actually split a drink.
They had one of those frothy cocktails?
Yeah,
too?
they had a frozen drink. I forget what it was called, but it was basically like a virgin pina colada with like a raspberry puree, like called like a volcano or something.
How'd they like it?
They very much enjoyed it. And I think Jurgina Jr. had a few sips as well.
Oh, good.
Of it, but it was, because it was warm, obviously, it was during the day, and we just decided to get a frozen drink to quench our thirst, and we sat down at one of the tables there for a little while, and it was very nice, and I could definitely see myself hanging out at that bar.
Yep.
The one at French Quarter seemed okay, but not as, like...
Nowhere near.
Inviting and cozy.
Nowhere near. I don't think, in all honesty, I haven't frequented a lot of... pool bars, but I think that's by far the best that I've seen.
It's pretty nice, the ones that I've seen, yeah. It's big. It's huge, too.
It's huge, and they've got two TVs at least.
Yeah. The bar's big, and there's tons of seats, and the seats, like, open up to the pool, too.
Right.
So you can, like, sit in a chaise lounge in the bar, keep an eye on your kids in the pool, and then have a cocktail. Although they don't really care if you take them into the pool area anyway, as long as it's not glass.
Because you're not in glass. So.
Yeah. I did like the pool. I think I liked the pool better at Riverside, but the...
I would agree with you.
But the overall, like, for the kids, I think the French Quarter pool is better. Because the slide's not as big, so it's a little more manageable.
Did you go on a slide in Riverside?
I did both slides, yep.
Yeah, they're good slides, aren't they?
So the Riverside slide is very good. We only did that once because Jurgina didn't want to do it again. I don't think she liked it being enclosed a couple times. And it was a lot longer, more twisty. And she did. She wasn't upset or anything, but she did it, and she said she didn't want to do that one again. But the one at French Quarter, she must have done 6 or 7 times in a row. Just kept going back up.
I don't remember that because it's been so many years that I went on that.
It's just like the dragon. You kind of like the guy, the King Triton or whatever is riding the dragon. You come out of the dragon's mouth.
Okay.
And into the pool. It's like in the back section along the Sasagula. Because that pool's like broken up into different sections. You can kind of like meander through. There's a lot of different entrances to it. It's a weird shape, the one at French Quarter. But that slide's very small, very tame, and I think she liked that because she could see me the whole time. Because I had to go down first, and then she had to wait for the green light, and I'd be at the bottom to catch her.
To catch, yep.
And she could kind of see me, and I could see her as I was done with the slide. So that, I think that's why she liked it better. But I liked the Riverside pool. I liked the waterfall features. Where all this, like all
it's
the water coming
pool
down,
too,
and
isn't
it's
it?
Huge. Yeah, it's a very
it's a big,
big
pool.
Pool. And yeah, she liked that pool a lot. I think she didn't love the splash pad that much. I think because it was overrun with weasels and like parents weren't paying attention, and the kids yep. were kind of like some of the older kids. You know how like the 5 and 6 year old weasels get? They start hogging things and they don't move out of the way and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, the little yeah.
But then the parents are sitting there, you know, drinking their cocktails, not paying attention to their kids as they're like face down in the water. Meanwhile, I'm trying to chase them around. I'm like in the splash pad with them. That's one thing that drives me nuts is that people like just assume, you know, that the lifeguards are going to be babysitters for their kids at the pool.
It's annoying.
I mean, and not so much at the big pools, but at like the splash areas, they just like let them run free. It's like you still got to keep an eye on them. It's still water. You know, they could still drown in that.
The other thing that irritates me too is the throwing the footballs and stuff around.
Oh, yeah.
It's like go to a quiet pool or just keep it in your own pool. But when you have, you know, literally at times there's 75 people in that pool.
Right, probably more. Yeah.
And most of them are just standing around talking to, you know, their family. They don't need to be taking a Nerf ball off the melon.
Yeah. Well, I did notice that there were some people playing catch with a ball and the lifeguard took it away and they switched it with like a soft water ball.
Oh, okay.
Like one of those balls that like holds a lot of water, but they're really light when they're empty. I'm sure you saw it. They said, oh, you can't use that ball, but you can use this one. And they threw him a ball to play with in the water as instead of that one. So I thought that was good.
It would never occur to me to do stuff like if it was just you and I in my pool playing catch, that I would like take that into a pool where there's 80 people. It would never occur to me to do
that.
No,
it doesn't make much sense. But, like, I don't mind, like, a beach ball or something if you want to, like, throw that around in the pool a little bit. But, yeah, like you're saying, like, you got, like, a NFL football and you're just hucking it
yeah.
back and forth doesn't make a lot of sense.
Jeremy.
Anything else you want to know about Port Orleans? I mean, I'll save some of the food stuff for...
yeah, we'll do a food review.
A food review on a future episode.
We also have to do a full trip review on all the activities that you guys
did. That's right,
yeah.
So that'll be the next couple of weeks.
So what were you saying?
We went to the arcade a couple times.
Okay.
And the arcade there is huge, actually.
Is it?
Very big. And it was fine. I think I put like $10 on the card, and it lasted quite a while. So it's not like a huge ripoff.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is it still like the same arcades like when you and I were kids? Obviously, it's different technology, but do they still have the skeet ball and
skeet ball, pop a shot? Yeah.
Do they have the old USA Russia hockey game?
I don't think they had that, but they have like a Pac-Man and some a couple old school games. But like they have like Guitar Hero there. They have some other like newer technology games, but they got the old
stuff.
Boy,
I'll tell
you,
that was always memorable for me with the arcades.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, because that would always be when we were going out to dinner. When we went to Disney, my parents loved to go out to dinner, and I would always be ready first, and then they'd have to take their showers. So Bill would give me like $5 to go hang out in the game room, and oh, I used to love playing the games before dinner.
Hmm. Well, I'll tell you,
I always liked skeet ball though, skeet ball and shooting hoops. Those were
two
of my favorites.
Well, I'll tell you who really liked the arcade was Yergina. When you ask her what she liked best about her trip to Florida, she says she went to the arcade. So
that's beautiful.
So she did enjoy that.
You could have saved $15,000 and went to DG's arcade.
That's what I told Sarah. I said we could have saved a couple grand and just went to Dave & Buster's for the night.
They don't have DG's anymore. That used to be in the Warwick Plaza.
Oh, was it?
Or not Warwick, Airport Plaza.
Oh, really?
All the way on the other side. You know where Walt's Roast Beef is?
Yeah, that's closed now, the Walt's.
All the way at the end.
Okay, that was the arcade where Waltz is.
No, it was on the other end. I don't know. Is there a Chipotle in there?
Yeah, that's
now?
A Chipotle. Yeah.
Yep, over on that end where the Chipotle is. It was called DG's Arcade.
Yeah, the Waltz moved to where the Carvel used to be, I think.
Carvel ice cream. Carvel ice cream. We make fresh ice cream every day at Carvel. And then the guy in the background would be continuing, ice cream. Carvel.
Fudgy the Whale.
Ice cream.
Cookie Puss. Yeah, so overall, very much enjoyed the resort. I think I would rank it pretty high up among the moderates now that I've stayed at...
You've stayed at all of them.
I've stayed at all the moderates now.
With the exception of French Quarter, just like me. I've stayed at the same ones. Isn't that crazy?
That is. I really...
You would rank it number one.
No, I don't know. It's hard to say. I still think, and now it totally sounds foolish, but I still think I like Caribbean Beach better.
Isn't that crazy?
And now it's just a war zone. You couldn't pay me to stay there right now.
You know, but I can buy it because the first time we stayed, I stayed at Caribbean Beach twice, and it was first year that it opened, and then the following year, and I just loved Caribbean Beach. I think it's just the grounds there. It's so quiet, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
when you go for walks through the woods, oh, so nice.
I loved how many like little nooks and crannies there were at Caribbean Beach where you could just kind of get lost on the path.
Well, a lot of times you turn around and you're like, I got to follow this path because I have no idea where I am because you can't see a damn building from where you are.
Which I really liked that. Coronado, we didn't explore the resort as much as we probably should have when we stayed there. So I'd like to stay there again. But those two are going to change so much with all the construction that's going on.
Yeah.
Because they're both going to have these huge, you know, towers there now, which is going to change them. I don't think it's going to make them bad. It's just going to change them. So they're not going to be exactly the same as they used to. I don't know if it's going to make them a lot more crowded. Although the one at Caribbean is a separate resort, right? That's going to be that Riviera resort.
Yeah, it's going to be the Riviera DVC, right?
So I don't know how that's going to work, if it's going to be totally separate from Caribbean or if it's going to share amenities. I guess we'll have to wait and see. So everything opens. But the Coronado one, I think, is going to make a big difference because it's just going to bring a ton more people
in.
And it's just going to make it feel more crowded, less quiet. And that was always one of the big advantages of Coronado, is how quiet it was.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because it was just so big and spread out.
Right. But I liked a lot about it. I definitely would not hesitate to stay there again. I'd love to stay at French Quarter. Maybe the next time we'll stay French Quarter instead of Riverside, but I really did like Riverside. It was quite lovely. Alligator Bayou would be fine by me. I think I'd get outvoted by Yergina and Yergina Jr. to stay in the princess rooms again.
I think Alligator Bayou's more like if you had two boys. It's guyish, it's cabiny, it's in the woods, and I liked it.
Right.
And I think, obviously, I mean, you and I are definitely not going to pick the princess rooms to stay in if we did a trip.
No, but I have to say, the beds were very comfortable.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the room itself
everything's
was.
Everything's nice, yeah.
But the theming for a dude isn't really my thing.
No, I'm not going to pay extra for the princess room if it's just me and you staying there.
The little lights over the bed, very cute. I could see how little kids would like that, but nothing, it doesn't do anything for me.
No, but I do like the mansions themselves, like the buildings. I really
from
like
the outside.
Yes,
very cool looking. Very cool looking.
Like, it doesn't look like a hotel.
No, it's awesome. No, it's very cool.
Like the Alligator Bayou section looks like a hotel. Kind of like when you see, you come up to it, you're like, those are hotel rooms. You could kind of just tell. Mm-hmm. But the mansion ones, they don't look like hotel rooms. It looks like building almost.
When I walked through with Kristen, she said it looks cabiny. She said because even the roofs at Alligator Bayou is completely unique. It's something that you would see in the woods in Louisiana.
Yeah.
That was something that she noticed that maybe you didn't really take a close eye at, but...
No, I didn't notice that, but I take her word for it. But also, like, the rooms at French Quarter, though, are very vibrant and, like a city high-rise, so it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, they're all themed very well. So, I do like it. But I think I'd rank Caribbean first, and then Port Orleans, and then probably Coronado third, but that's mostly because I didn't explore the resort as much. I got to hang out at those two resorts quite a bit, and I really enjoyed both of them.
Yep.
I think you might be the exact opposite, right? You would probably flip the rankings.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I like all the moderates.
Can't go wrong with any of them.
I'd probably say Coronado, maybe Caribbean. I don't know. It's hard to say. Caribbean, it's been 25 years since I've been there, so.
And it's a little outdated. Like, some of the rooms, the room we stayed in was refurbed, but, you know,
yeah,
even
it,
then.
It does need work. That's
still,
that's
and
for
they're
sure.
doing mm-hmm. some, so hopefully it'll be up to its old self in a year or two whenever everything gets settled down. We'll see.
Now, here's the thing, too. We met my buddy Devorney up there for dinner
mm-hmm.
when we first moved there. And Chris and I arrived there about an hour before we were going to meet for dinner and just walked around. Like, just walk around and go grab dinner because it's a really cool resort. I remember the first time we saw the mansions from across the Sasagula, Kristen was like, oh my God, that is so cool.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way. I mean, I didn't eat there at Boat Rites because I've only heard bad things about it. I mean, you said it was okay, but not
I've
great.
Eaten there twice. I actually kind of like it. But
do you?
Yes.
Like the menu, I was looking at the menu and nothing really like jumped out at me like I have to try
catfish.
This.
Catfish, it's kind of simple. Jambalaya, it's simple.
So, like I said, we'll talk about the food. So I didn't go to Boat Rites. I don't know that it's necessarily like a food destination to go there, but I mean, you could go, like you said, go at night, check out French Quarter at night, and then go over and watch the Yeehaw Bob show at the River Roost Bar.
And
can't
then
go
walk
wrong
over
with that.
Walk over to French Quarter, get some beignets, and call it a night.
Yeah, actually, they just changed the beignets to Mickey shaped over there.
Oh, jeez!
Just recently, so now since our trip, like the last week, so they're
surely
not the traditional
the beignets now.
Yeah, so well, because at Disneyland they've always had the Mickey shaped ones, so now they're making them the same, I guess.
Wasn't he a relief pitcher for the Royals, Joaquin Beignet?
I think you're thinking of Joaquin Benoit. He's the one that had the six fingers, right?
I'm being an idiot. Yeah, Joaquin, but he like wore his hat like CC Sabathia.
Yeah, he had six fingers on his left hand, didn't he?
I don't know. I never heard that. That's kind of cool.
I think he had an extra pinky or something.
God, I wonder what that does to him. Imagine if Pedro had six fingers.
Oh, that ball would still be moving.
It'd be like Bugs Bunny, the way they swing three times.
Yeah, exactly. One, two, three, you're out.
Damn it.
You have anything else you want to add here?
No. No, you can take us to our second break.
All right, we're going to take our second break. We'll come back and wrap things up. All right, we're back from break. We just got through talking a little Port Orleans resort review here on episode 227 of the Port Favor podcast. And the pitcher with six fingers was Antonio Alfonseca.
Okay.
Which is a good name, by the way.
That's a great name.
Yeah, he's got like an extra pinky on his hand.
Not as good as Jose Klinsmann, though.
No, Jose, he's a relief pitcher.
Jurgen Sanchez. Those are still two great names, aren't they?
Those are, yes. So we talked a little resort review. Got my first impressions of Port Orleans since it was the first time I ever stepped foot there. And I did enjoy it quite a bit. And you must be, like, chomping at the bit. Because, what, in about 12 hours, you'll be heading up to property? Is that...
Yeah, we'll be on our way.
What time are you going to... Because you have a breakfast reservation,
I got
a
12:30 Grand Floridian Cafe. Definitely doing the steak and eggs with that chimichurri sauce.
Oh, that's right,
because
they have...
from that.
Because they have the whole...
the whole brunch.
The whole brunch menu all morning and
doing that, and then just going to relax, chill out by the pool.
Check into the room. Hopefully get
ready.
Get
ready for my... Victoria and Albert's. I mean, it's going to be a great weekend.
So Victoria and Albert's is Friday night.
Friday night, yep.
Wow. You going to like bring your suit to get pressed at the Grand Floridian? You going to leave it out like bell services or whatever?
I don't know. Do they press it up?
I don't know how they do that. You like just I bought told it. You, it's going to be pretty good shape still, right? You're not going to like crumple it into the back seat.
No, it's all ready. It's all hung. It's ready
That's
to
nice.
Go.
You got to take some pictures?
Yeah, I'm going to take a lot of pictures. I'll be going live. You're excited. You're about as excited as I am, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be checking in. I'll be sitting on the Facebook page. I know Susie already said no live broadcast, no nothing like that at Victoria and Albert's, but we'll have to see.
That's why you might have. That's why you haven't seen our IT guy. He might be there setting up. I'm not saying a word. I'm not.
Oh, so you're being, here nor you're there. Being I'm not coy saying a damn about thing. It. I see. No, I haven't seen him in weeks. I see what you're saying. He's been putting like little bugs in the Victoria and Albert's.
Yeah, he's setting up Boca, all around Boca the dining Chica room and.
Yeah. I can't even imagine. You're gonna be like walking on cloud nine all weekend, aren't you?
Oh yeah, this is like my dream trip.
You're gonna get the USA Today and everything delivered
read
to the
it
door.
Down in the lobby. Yep.
Do they still do that? They don't deliver the papers anymore, do they?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Nowadays.
That's what's great being a local. I can't stay a week at the Grand Floridian, but I can stay two nights.
Even that's kind of pushing it, but for a 10-year anniversary, yeah, you could do it.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. The balcony, coffee on the balcony. You got your Joffrey's brewing. Go sit on the balcony.
Yep, and I looked it up. I think the mug is about $16 or $16.50.
Yeah, I think it was $18.95.
Because they only do one price now.
Yeah, it's for length of stay.
It's for length of stay, but I'll tell you, even for 2 days, it's worth it. You have a couple coffees each day and a soda or two, and...
Yeah, it's definitely, you could make it work for you. The nice thing, which I didn't really take advantage of, but because we did a lot of resort hopping, was it's good at any resort, not just the one you're staying at. So, and it lasts for 2 weeks. So you could go back up and bring your mug with you and go hang out and get some drinks.
Oh, it actually does last for 2 weeks.
Yeah, no matter what, it's like 2 weeks. Because
I could drop it off for Frank. I could put it somewhere, like stash it at true. Pop somewhere.
Yeah. Tell him, like, hide it in a bush. Tell him. Yeah, if you go to the
Give
Lady
the
and the Tramp statue.
40, 35 degrees, 18.
Yeah.
He's out there plugging around the great maintenance guy. Can I help you? I dropped my wallet somewhere. Yeah. Here it is. He pulls the cup out. Sue, I got free coffee.
Oh, that's funny.
Leaving the coffee. It's like when we were minors and we'd do some underage drinking and leave the beers like at Christopher Rhodes.
Yeah.
Then we go park our cars because we didn't drink and drive. So we park the cars at like our respective houses. All right, where's the beer? Where's the beer? I left the third baseline by the in the woods. Can't miss it.
Bunch of goofs.
Yeah.
Leaving the mug. You think you could hide it well enough where it wouldn't be found by, like,
I'll Disney just leave janitors? It at concierge. Just say this is for the Aruda family.
Oh, yeah. Can you give this to the, you know, they'll be checking in on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Can you have this in their room waiting for them?
That's beautiful.
That's funny. Concierge.
Still got stains, those coffee rings at the bottom.
Yeah.
Because I didn't.
You didn't rinse it out.
Oh, jeez. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Excuse hey, Frank, me, I you believe go, you have you a package. Frank, yeah, you want to go halves on this?
Yeah, throw me like $8.
Nine and a quarter, we're good to go.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, see, but I don't know. Is it worth the coffee? Because you get the coffee maker in the room with the decent
coffee.
Yeah,
it's worth it, I think.
But isn't it like, with the balcony, isn't it better to make your own coffee and take it out on the balcony
that
way?
Yeah, you might
way?
Be right about that, Bill. You
I mean, it still
right.
might be worth it for the sodas and stuff, but I'm just thinking... In general, for the morning, you might want to just make your own coffee in the
Could
room.
Could be.
Because that just gives you more time in the room.
Correct.
Which is always a good thing. I have nothing else to add here. You want to add anything, or are you ready to go?
No, I'm ready to go.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode 227. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, at Por Favor Podcast. You can get us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Search for Por Favor Podcast. Leave reviews, subscribe, do what you got to do there. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/Por Favor Podcast. Hopefully you'll get some good content this weekend. We could throw some stuff up on there because it's been pretty quiet lately. Could just be fresh. You don't have to do like any crazy editing. Just do like a walking tour of your room or around the resort and just do a little commentary.
Yeah,
a little 5-minute
that.
Video, and then we could just throw it right up on YouTube. Don't have to do any editing. You can email the show, info@porfavorpodcast.com. You can email me, Gary@porfavorpodcast.com. Mike?
You can email me, Mike@porfavorpodcast.com, or follow me on Twitter @porfavormike.
All right, that's going to do it for 227. Thank you for listening to the Por Favor Mantengase Alejado de las podcast. For my co-host Mike on his way to the Grand Floridian and Victorian Alberts for the weekend, my name is Gary. Thanks for listening and have a great day. For you and me, so there's a great
big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
Shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
There's a great big
beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow,
and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.